Welcome to Astrovision. We are a modern guide to the cosmos within. We blend the timeless wisdom of astrology with thoughtful technology to provide hyper-personalized insights delivered as both a detailed written guide and a personalized podcast. Today, we deep dive into the personality of the Sagittarius zodiac sign. Okay, let's unpack this. Sagittarius. So we're talking about anyone born from, what, November 22nd to about December 21st.
Right.
And the first thing that really jumps out is just this idea of motion, constant motion.
It's more than just a preference, isn't it? It's almost like a metaphysical claustrophobia.
That's a great way to put it. They get allergic to feeling confined.
And that's all tied into their constant search for meaning, for something bigger than just day-to-day survival.
Which is perfectly captured in their archetype, the centaur.
Exactly. It's this incredible hybrid. You've got the horse body, which is all about instinct, physical freedom, just running.
And then the human torso with the bow and arrow.
Pointed at the stars. That's the intellect, the spiritual aim. And really, their whole psychological journey is about trying to get those two often contradictory parts to work together.
That brings us to the planet behind it all, right?
Uh-huh.
The expansion has to come from somewhere.
It does. It comes from Jupiter, the great benefic, the amplifier. And its main trait is, well, expansion.
And this is where that famous Sagittarian luck comes from.
Yes, but it's not really luck. It's more of a structural part of their mind we call the optimism principle.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
They operate from this deep, almost subconscious belief that the universe is on their side, that things will, you know, just work out.
So that's why they're such risk takers.
Totally. They're the ones who might quit a stable job to travel the world with no real plan, just convinced it'll be fine. It gives them this incredible resilience.
But doesn't that make them a bit, I don't know, naive about actual problems?
It creates a fascinating approach to life. For instance, they have almost no sense of territoriality.
Right. Other signs will fight to defend their space, their job, their position.
But a Sagittarius is far more likely to just leave. They think, the world is huge, there's another horizon over there, why fight over this tiny box?
So the motion needs a direction. And that's where the arrow comes in.
The arrow is key. It's not just about speed. It's about having a target, a goal, a philosophy, a big idea. Without that, they feel completely lost.
And that arrow is also a perfect metaphor for how they communicate.
Oh, the legendary bluntness.
Yes.
The truth is a projectile for them. It's swift, it's sharp, and its purpose is to pierce through illusion.
They really value authenticity over harmony, don't they?
Completely. They might say something incredibly blunt with zero malicious intent, but it can still cause some collateral damage.
And it's why they're such bad liars.
They're terrible liars. Lying feels heavy to them. It's constricting. Telling the truth is just the path of least resistance. It's freedom.
But there's a shadow side to all that Jupiterian expansion.
Of course. The shadow of expansion is always excess.
So overspending, overpromising, that kind of thing.
Exactly. But also something a bit more subtle, like toxic positivity.
Where they just leap to the silver lining.
Right.
Without actually dealing with painful feelings.
Right. They spiritually bypass the hard stuff because it feels too confining. And that love of the big picture, of zooming out, creates a huge blind spot.
Details.
A total disdain for details. They want the gist, the cosmic overview. They're looking so far ahead, they don't see the map right in front of them.
And that can become a real problem.
It's the central paradox they have to manage. Their whole life is a search for the ultimate truth. But when that conviction gets coupled with a hatred for details, for evidence, the open-minded seeker can turn into a rigid dogmatist.
The explorer becomes the preacher.
Precisely. And the challenge is to keep the arrow flying without letting the search become a fixed, unchangeable sermon.
Thank you for listening. You can now go deeper with your personal Astrovision report. Hearing about an astrological concept is a great start, but nothing compares to hearing how they apply directly to you. Discover your unique path with an Astrovision report, your personal user manual, delivered in our celebrated podcast format.